Simon & Schuster Audio and Grove Atlantic present
4 Points of the Compass by Jerry Broughton. Read by Liam Garrigan. We live lives based on selected fictions. Our view of reality is conditioned by our position in space and time, not by our personalities, as we like to think. Thus, every interpretation of reality is based upon a unique position. 2 paces east or west, and the whole picture is changed. Lawrence Durrell, The Alexandria Quartet, 1957 to 1970. Orientation. The Blue Marble. Only 24 human beings have ever traveled far enough into outer space to see the Earth as a globe. At 200,000 kilometers from the planet, or over halfway to the moon, passing between our planet and the sun, it is possible to see the Earth fully illuminated. When following a polar orbit, these astronauts can look down on the Earth from above the North Pole and see the Earth, as with most of the planets in our solar system, rotating on its axis counterclockwise, in what is called a prograde motion, or west to east. The same rotation as that of the sun. Prograde motion is caused by the momentum of the cloud of gas and dust particles from which the sun and stars were first formed. As the solar system formed, these rotating particles came together to form a mass that separated into planets, which in turn continued to spin in the same prograde counterclockwise direction. Nobody knows why Uranus and Venus are the exceptions, following a retrograde rotation. Watching the Earth rotate, the astronaut could then imagine a line running down through its core, starting at the North Pole and ending at the South Pole. North, south, east, and west. Nothing seems more natural and universal than these 4 cardinal directions. Either imagining the Earth in your mind or looking down on it from space. Yet, on the 7th of December 1972, one astronaut took a photograph of the Earth with a very different orientation. NASA's Apollo 17, with its 3-man crew of Eugene A. Cernan, Ronald E. Evans, and Harrison H. Schmitt, was the most recent space mission to put humans on the moon. Just over 5 hours into the mission, around 29,000 kilometers from the Earth, one of the astronauts looked out of the window and saw the planet fully illuminated by the sun's light. He reached for a Hasselblad camera, which was part of the mission's science.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?